Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. And boy, is it being made in Afghanistan. You know, speaking of world-class chutzpah, the Taliban are reportedly upset. They say, we are upset and betrayed that the helicopters and planes and some of the vehicles that were left behind by the American military can't fly, can't drive. In other words, they have been disabled, and apparently disabled in a way that the Taliban haven't figured out how to undisable them. And the Taliban said, quote, we expected them to be in working order. Quote, they're national treasure and the property of the government. We are the government. You know, these guys kill me, quite literally, actually. These guys slay me. They slay me. Nazi motorcycle gang should have been exterminated early on. Now, supposedly going to form a government, obviously can't form a government, don't know what they're doing. They're going to have to bargain with the traditional Afghan bureaucrats in government, all of whom were corrupt also, to try to get some rudimentary semblance of government so that, you know, for instance, water turns on, the lights turn on, so that people somehow get paid and can buy food. This is very difficult. It's a very big deal. It's come out that there are a host of really before this kind of unrevealed aspects to our withdrawal. Joe Biden ended the Afghan war after 20 years. 20 years is plenty. We didn't want 100 years. We didn't want 21 years. We didn't want 30 years. What should have happened is we kill Osama bin Laden, pacify the Taliban. They're almost wiped out. We frankly should have gone in and finished the job wiping them out and turn it over. But the problem is, today, tomorrow, next generation, a band of absolutely rabid right-wing jihadists will take over that kind of a society. It's an Islamic society, and it doesn't have any core institutions or core unity. It's really a series of different tribes fighting each other. Our main interest is to make sure that they don't develop a terrorist capability. People from Al-Qaeda, ISIS, other kinds of organizations like that use it as a staging camp. Right now, they're using Pakistan as a staging camp. And that's something else we're going to have to take care of. But it has turned out, you know, and it's always puzzled me, how did Americans get on those flights? Get on those flights without being killed? 13 of our soldiers were killed, 13, because the Taliban let an ISIS suicide bomber through. The Taliban were controlling the perimeter, and they winked and let an ISIS suicide bomber through, because even though Taliban says they are enemies of ISIS, they're both Sunni Muslims, and their main enemy are apostates, which is the West, which is the United States. And that's what happened with the Taliban. It turns out that there was secretly an agreement where the Taliban and the United States agreed that the Taliban would escort Americans through a secret gate at the Kabul airport to get on these planes. And that's why right now there are at most a couple of hundred, quote, Americans, end quote, still there. They're American citizens, most of them, some of them just green card holders. Virtually all of them dual citizens, virtually all of them native Afghans who managed to get American citizenship or a green card and stayed there with their families and the culture. And they were told 19 times to get out. 19 times since March, they could have gotten out. They could have been escorted to the airport. They were not. Now they're there. The question is, what should we do to get those remaining ones out? Dual citizens, really indigenous Afghans. And the answer is we should, but we shouldn't start another 20-year war to get them out when they were warned 19 times and they chose to stay in that culture. So that went on in Afghanistan. The Afghans, the Taliban, are doing a series of triumphalist parades. What weapons and other kinds of things they're able to drive or fly. And those will be ones abandoned by the Afghan army, not by the United States. They fly it around, they drive around, and it's all triumphal until evening comes and people haven't been paid and people are going door to door. The Afghans, by the way, the Taliban Afghans. Remember they said, we will treat women well and we will not take revenge on people who cooperate with the United States or whom somehow we think aren't sufficiently aggressive at opposing apostates, that there will be clemency. No, there's not clemency. They're going door to door executing people. The people who cooperate with the United States, the interpreters and others, we got as many out as we could. You can't empty 35 million people out of a country. That's their population. And we have no desire to do that. That's their population. And there weren't 35 million interpreters. So the people who actually worked with us are largely gotten out. But others who seem insufficiently possessed with jihad and sharia, they're going door to door and executing them. And there is a resistance growing up in the Panjshir province, just north of Kabul. Afghans are going up, going down. When I say Afghans, these are a different tribe, different warlord. They're all Afghans. But that gives you the idea of the complexity of the country and of the issue. There was a fascinating statement made by an interpreter, an Afghan interpreter, who did work with us. So in other words, one of our supporters. And he said, quote, that most Afghans view the Taliban as the lesser of two evils compared to the United States, period. We did not respect their culture, period, end quote. Now that's an extraordinary statement. And this is somebody who's local, worked with us. I hope he's out. But they view, he thinks the average Afghan views the Taliban as the lesser of two evils compared to the United States because the U.S. did not, quote, respect their culture. Now, let's just parse that for a second. The Taliban goes into villages and they announce, turn over all of your daughters, your unmarried daughters, 12 and over, so our troops may marry them. And under Islamic law, they can marry them for an hour or a month. That's what it is. They rape them. 12, 13, 14, they just grab them, rape them. They say they married them. That's what they're doing in Africa, going to boarding schools, raping the girls, forcibly converting to Islam. These are Christian boarding schools, by the way, in Africa right now. That's where, frankly, we should be droning people, Al-Shabaab, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, relentlessly. But for an Afghan interpreter to say that most Afghans view the Taliban as the lesser of two evils, if they view coming into town and demanding unmarried 12 to 18, 20-year-old girls to be turned over, that's lesser of two evils. That's lesser of two evils. This is sick. It's a sick culture. And we are not in business to rescue people from their own culture. Culture has to change from within. It has to change from within. And how did we not respect their culture? We paid them. They worked with us, the regular Afghans. We fought the Taliban. We stopped these kinds of atrocities. We did things like build wells, supported them in schools. But their culture is a Sharia culture that basically says, it's a medieval culture. It really goes back to the 7th century, the 600s, when Islam was created. And it says that Sharia is the law, the national law. And that you have to understand that when Islamic immigrants come into Europe or the United States, the idea of separation of church and state or any religion and state is anathema. It's the doctrine of apostates. It has to be overturned. And on the extreme right, they do it by violence and burning churches and murdering people. And the average person goes along and smiles until their numbers become large and they can do something about it. That's happened in Lebanon. Lebanon was set up as a colony for Christian Europeans. And then what happened is now it's about 50-50 and there's religious power sharing and bombing of cafes and all that. So there you have it. That's the current state of Afghanistan. The political implications of that in the United States are a separate story. And for Joe Biden and future elections, we're going to talk about that. I think Joe Biden did exactly the right thing to get us out after 20 years. I think there's a lot that could have been done differently, but I think we have got to understand something. Our interest is to stop terrorists launching attacks against us in the United States by basing in Afghanistan. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.